The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
It is time once again for When in Rome with Stuart Rome. If you go search this show out, wherever you get your favorite podcast, we're available anywhere you get your favorite podcast. And of course, you can hear the show at least 5 days a week at 5 o'clock Central Time, by the way, on the TKR app. But thanks to 100,000 folks who have downloaded that app and counting. You can hear the show many times you want. But make sure you put with Stuart Rome on there, because there are some other podcasts called When in Rome, obviously. This is a great show. It's a hybrid show. It's a show that talks about the Woodhouse Day Spa. And you're like, well, that sounds pretty doggone soddy. It is. But then we mix in some music. And this week, of course, Stuart's on the line. Stuart, what are we talking about this week, musically speaking? What do we got going on?
Oh, exciting news, Tony. Yes. We always do a lot of Jazz Fest stuff, you know, when it comes time. And yesterday they announced the lineup this year, and you don't know what weekends they're going to play, but you know who's going to play.
Yeah.
So I picked out 5 bands on there. Of course, there's probably 50 of them to pick from, but I'm sure we'll be picking some more down the line. But these are just 5 that kind of decided to start with.
You know,
a couple of local guys.
Yeah. You know, we've been doing shows for 2 or 3 years, and I've heard of Jazz Fest. I had never been to Jazz Fest. I may have been to Jazz Fest a long time ago. We may have done something with the radio station, but I just didn't realize how big it is. And it's by far the best of as far as in like, week to week or weekend type of shows. Coachella, yep. Lollapalooza. It is by far the best when it comes to entertainment. It's unbelievable. I mean, you've had the Who there, so many. But I mean, I just looked at the bands that you got coming up here, and I got to come down, man. I got to come down and make it. It sounds just wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, the blend of the local talent's pretty amazing, and you probably won't recognize a lot of the bands, but if you just go and you listen to them, you're like, man, these guys are good.
Yeah.
So it's a great mix of mix of local bands, local talent, including, well, I say local, but there's the Marsalises, obviously they're national, but they're from New Orleans. Anders Osborne, who I have on this list, he's awesome. He's local. But people come from all over the world for this Jazz Fest, and it's pretty amazing. And depending on the weather, it's always a great time, but it's a much better time if you hit a good weather weekend. Yeah,
not really, but it bums me out because we had City Stages here. I think we did it for 7 or 8, 9 years, something like that, and then it turned up being that some bands didn't get paid because the money was gone. I don't know exactly what happened, city council type of thing, but. It was always over Father's Weekend. It was a 3-day event. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, we had, Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull. We had Kool and the Gang. We had, Chuck Berry. I mean, there'd always be a couple of big artists. There were, it wasn't the Who, we'd have 38 special bands like that, Molly Hatchet, but, it was a blast. And I mean, it's just unfortunate because it was so much fun. And I mean, you went down there and there would just be hundreds of thousands of people down there. I think it was, I want to say the last City Stages was 1994, 95, and it was $65 the whole weekend. $65 would get you the entire weekend. I think it was $25 a day and $65 the whole weekend. What's it cost to go to Jazz Fest?
I think it averages about $90 a day, but you can get all these different type of passes, the weekend passes, the VIP stuff that you can get in some of the stands, but on average you're gonna pay about $90 to get in there. And but you get to see, on any given day, 20 awesome, probably more than 20,
oh, man.
30 acts probably. Yeah. So, the average concert tickets, $150-$200, but you get to go see all these people in one day for 90. So it's not a bad, plus you have great food.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
It is good. You should be working for a city council or something down there, because you do great commercials. They should be giving you some kickbacks for When in Rome with Stuart Rome, because you are the best commercial for this every single year. And when I looked at these 5 bands, I was like, oh my gosh, there's 2 of them that I've seen before that I would just love to go see again. So we're gonna make that happen.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping with the new amphitheater in Birmingham that put something together, you know, you would think.
Yeah, but, you got Cheap Trick in here. And, of course, Robin Zander just sang the national anthem at the Washington Commanders game the other night. I got halfway through it, and I walked in the room, and I was like, is that? And it didn't sound like him. And I was like, is that Robin Zander? So I went back, and you rewound it, and they said the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Cheap Trick of Robin Zander. And I, because I had never heard him sing solo like that. He pulled it off. It was pretty good. But, that band just keeps on getting after it, and they still sound so flipping good, man. It's unbelievable.
They do.
And John Fogerty, you had him on here too. That's another one of those guys. He's got the Bob Seger thing going, man. I don't know how he does it, but he can still hit every stinking note he sang back in the 60s and 70s.
Oh yeah, he sounds great still. And the song that I chose is not one of the popular ones, but I really like it. It's a great tune.
I know it. I love it. We'll look forward to playing
this. All kind of there's people I couldn't fit on here. Obviously, it's five songs. We got Dave Matthews Band's playing, Santana's playing. Who else is on there? Lenny Kravitz. Whole bunch of different, just amazing bands that are coming. So we'll get to those next week.
And it seems like Santana's played down there several times. I'm sure they have. But is there a band who's played the most down there? Do you know?
I mean, Santana is all, it seems like it's every year. I think it's probably every other year. The locals, obviously, like the Neville Brothers and those guys. But as far as national acts, I would say, I think Santana's probably up there. Of course, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, who I have on here, he's from Louisiana, but he's pretty national. You know, he plays almost every year, I would think.
Yeah.
And, I look forward and I'll go just to see him because he's pretty incredible.
Hey, can you, since we're talking about this and we'll get to the music and everything, and we'll talk about your 6 or 5 and all the wonderful things at the Birmingham Woodhouse Day Spa, birmingham.woodhousespas.com is the website, 905-7676. Have you been to the street corner where the horrible tragedy happened on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day? How are people dealing with that? It is such an iconic corner. It's such a huge, everyone knows that area. And so it's not like something, if it was anywhere else, you block it off, right? You block it off and you turn it into a memorial. You would. And it's just amazing that, within 12 or 14 hours, you could actually walk down that street where that tragedy happened. Can you talk just a little bit about that? You're New Orleans bred. You've lived down there for a long period of time. You go back and forth between Birmingham and New Orleans, and you've had businesses down there. But can you talk about a little about that, please?
Yeah, I have not gone since tragedy happened, but that one block right there, I can't tell you how many hundreds of times I've been on that block because it's right there. It's right in the third block, Bourbon, the Royal Sonesta Hotel's there, some great bars right there, and then all the way down, of course, Bourbon Street. But it's difficult because – it's really hard to, they should have blocked the street from Canal Street because that's a major, major thoroughfare there to get into Bourbon Street with something more than they had. And I'm sure they know that now, but it's difficult to block off the whole French Quarter because, it's not just blocking off Bourbon Street from Canal Street to all the way down to Esplanade. You've got all the side streets, that run into Bourbon Street that come from, say, the area where Jackson Square is. And you have to completely block up the French Quarter to not have access to those streets. And then how do you do it? Because it's not just that people want to go in there, drive in there, park, go to restaurants, but you've got delivery people, all the food people, all the alcohol vendors that need to deliver. And, it's really difficult. They can do a much better job, obviously, than Bourbon Street, but it's like Mardi Gras. It's impossible to block those streets. There's no possible way of doing it. So I just take your chance, I guess. I don't know what else to say about it.
Well, it's been going on for hundreds of years, and this is I know there's been some accidents and stuff in the past, but this is the first time where it's been this belligerent. It's just horrible. It's just terrible. And the fact that it happened when it happened, just not a great way to kick off 2020.
The only saving grace is, I don't know why the lunatic decided to do it at 3 a.m., but if you look at the videos, you see like the very first block when he turned into it, there's like a crappy Crystal Burger at the beginning, and then a lot of stuff going on. But that place is wall to wall, you know, midnight and 1 o'clock. You know, had that been the case, Teddy done it at 1 a.m. instead of 3, it would have been much worse than it was.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So, well, it's unfortunate. The one thing about New Orleans is it's like you can never keep that city down, regardless of whether it's a hurricane or something man-made, or much like New Orleans or L.A. or New York or whatever, you come back bigger and better. And I love the resiliency of that town. And I heard something. I was driving in today, and they were talking to some insurance adjusters whether we're going to be uninsurable over the next 5 to 10 years because of all these natural occurrences that are happening with climate control and stuff. And they mentioned New Orleans and the fact that it's sitting there in a bowl, but it will always come back. It's got too much heritage. People love it too much. There's too much money behind it. And the world is a better place with New Orleans in it, period. And so it has to be there. And it goes for Mardi Gras, goes for Jazz Fest. It goes for Super Bowls. It goes for everything. And it's,
we got Super Bowl coming up in a few weeks.
I know, man. It's
going to be huge. I'll be down in the quarter for that. You know, I'm not going to stop my life because of that crap.
Yeah, and, no doubt.
I'm sure I'll be down a couple of days that weekend.
That's the one thing they want to do is they want to terrify us, and we either live in love or live in fear. And so you have to live in love, man. Screw the fear. We'll move on. So, all right. Speaking of Jazz Fest 2025, we're going to go ahead and give me your first song here from one of the bands that are going to be there. I love this band. Play a lot of music here on Tony Curry Radio of this band. And then we'll talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa. What do you got, man?
We're going to start off with the little Pearl Jam, Even Flow.
Even Flow, man. The first 2 seconds of that song, if that thing don't fire you up, that's just, I mean, it's just, that thing is unbelievable. That kicks off the night big time. We haven't mentioned a lot about the 6 for $5 deals. We know you had some special things over the holidays. You actually did a 7 for $5 deal. We actually got an email from Yvette in Birmingham. She's like, I love that 7 for $5 deal. Ask Stuart. We'll do that again around Valentine's Day with a smiley face. Probably not, because that was a special Black Friday thing. But talk about that 6 for $5 deal and just how wonderful that is. And we'll talk about some Valentine's Day stuff.
Yeah, we'll have some specials. Not that, but we have some other ones. But, you know, every day of the year we have the 6 for $5. Basically, you choose your favorite service from the menu. And you're going to pay for 5 of them. We're going to put 6 on your account. So it's basically you get a completely free service, no matter which one you choose. And it's a great flexible package because you can share them with friends. You know, you can gift them to people. You don't have to use them all yourself. You can, if you have 5 friends and yourself that want to come in all on the same day, you can all use them in one day. So it's a great package. They don't expire. I think it's our best deal going. But you know, like I said, for Valentine's, we have a couple of special packages. And of course, we've got the three couples massage rooms now with the there expansion. So
yeah,
we've got 3 rooms to do couples massages in all day long, all week long. So that's going to be exciting. The first year that we've had 3 available.
We'll talk about Valentine's Day here in a second. I heard a dating trend last night at a church of all places that just about floored me. And I don't know if you've heard about this. You're a lucky man to be married right now, but we'll talk about that in a second. But marriages, weddings, how have you seen it since you've been in the massage business? I know you have a lot of groom's parties, a lot of bridesmaids parties and stuff like going there for weddings and things like that. And everyone's trying to get their T's crossed and their dots I to make sure they look fantastic for their big wedding day. But talk a little bit about the weddings and stuff that happens around the Woodhouse Day Spa.
Yeah, we have a lot. A lot of bridal parties, bridal showers, brides that will come in, you know, with their bridesmaids maybe a week before the wedding just to get together. And it's great because we, especially now, because we have that private party room now in the expansion, that's perfect for those kind of things.
Yeah, it is.
And I know we have several a month at least of those type of events. And I would love to, when you mentioned it, I love to get the grooms in because, you know, the men are always much further behind the women. And I don't even know if we've ever had a single groomsman's party, but that would be a great guy's deal.
You know, I mean, you can bring your own alcohol, right? You can bring some alcohol there and you can bring, I mean, so give them a call, 905-7676 and set something up. And, you know, I got to be honest with you, normally, you know, I don't think bachelor parties are really the way to go anymore. A lot of people don't do bachelor parties unless you're in your 20s. And obviously you're probably not going to a massage place if you're in your 20s. But if you're a little older and it's your second, third marriage or something like that, you know, a lot of guys will maybe play golf. Maybe they'll go down to Biloxi for the weekend, something like that. And that's fine. You can do that. But yeah, I mean, I know a lot of guys, man, would just love to be pampered all day and not have to. You only get me out and hitting the dew off the top of the grass at 4:30 in the morning at my favorite golf course, or go to the Woodhouse Day Spa. I'm taking the latter, my friend. Thank you very much. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm afraid to mention this, but the new party room, it does have a giant fold down projection screen with a projector that's hooked up to YouTube TV, so you could, in theory, watch football games there. But we don't have but you can't have a sound on. That's the only thing.
Yeah, that would be kind of rough. You want to be you get a rocking party going, and I guess you could have a bachelor party in there, couldn't you? I mean, if it was blocked off for a period, you'll wheel and deal with anybody. Just give them a call, 905-776-76. You guys figure that out, whether you want to do something like that. All right. I heard something last night at Valleydale Church of the Highlands. I'm not a Highlands person. I'm a Catholic. But I heard this couple bickering, and it kind of turned into a little bit of a fight last night. And I want to ask you if you've heard about this dating trend right after you give me this next song here from the next artist showing up at Jazz Fest. Who is this guy? I love this guy. It's fantastic.
Yeah, this is a fantastic song. This is John Fogerty. Song's rocking all over the world.
Rocking all over the world. And, you know, normally there are some live albums. Peter Frampton comes live. I get that. There's some live albums that are always going to be better than the studio stuff. But if you ever get a chance, go pick up Premonitions from John Fogerty. It's a live set that came out 22 yep. years ago. And it's when he finally got through with all of his lawsuits and everything. And he came out and started playing CCR music again, and it is fantastic. It sounds so good. It's just fun. It's great. If you listen to that, you'll know exactly what he sounds like live. John Fogerty here rocking around the world. All right, so I'm at church last night. I'm picking up my daughter. They have this thing where they do a little Bible study thing, and my daughter's got a friend. I'm like, hey, that's great. You guys want to go to Bible study together? That's all good. And so I get in there, and I hear this couple. And they've got this thing at the Highlands called the 21 Days of Prayer. Everyone in town's talking about the 21 Days of Prayer. Again, I'm not a Highlands person. I'm a Catholic. But, you know, if that gets you in the church, so be it. And evidently, one of the things was celibacy. And so I could hear this woman, and I was within earshot, and she was talking about, we should try that. We should try the 21 Days of Prayer and be celibate to each other. And show our love and our commitment to each other by not being with each other until after the 21 days of prayer.
That's ridiculous.
And the and the husband, I looked over and his jaw
was. It's the worst idea I've ever heard of.
It's the worst idea in the world. I'm like, what do you try to do? And so we were on Fox 6 this morning. We actually talked about it on Fox 6 this morning with Josh Klapo, myself, Curry and Klapo. And we were talking about, you know, if you got a really healthy sex life and it's really good, which is really hard to find, to get on the same page with somebody. That's the worst thing you want to do. You know, like, hey, let's not sleep together for 3 months before we get married. No, I mean, why would you want to add any more stress into one of the biggest days of your life and getting married to somebody? You're going to spend the rest of that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And so I was wondering, because January is no January. It's no drink January. It's no swear January. It's no blah, blah, blah. We're all trying to get better. But I was wondering, man, if you're in a situation, and I saw, you know, if you pull up dating trends and celibacy, there's like 15 articles that'll pop up that were just written the last couple of days. Evidently, celibacy is this new dating trend in 2025. Everyone wants to, you know, we went from coming out of COVID to hitting everything that moved. I mean, if it had hair, I was on it. And then all of a sudden we're talking about, you know, I want a good, healthy relationship and I'm going to be celibate until I really fall in love with somebody. You do it your way. But I do think that if it's a situation where your wife or your girlfriend is throwing something stupid out like that, maybe go to the Woodhouse Day Spa and maybe get a little early Valentine's Day gift, because I don't know how that works around Valentine's Day celibacy. It doesn't.
I can't imagine. I mean, I've never heard of the trend, first of all. And
oh, it's out there.
You know, I'm wondering if the fight started because he asked her, that's, you know, that's a great idea, but so we'll be celibate together, but can I hook up with somebody else? maybe that's what started the fight.
Well, I will tell you this. If you are celibate, he will hook up with somebody else. And second of all, I can promise you this, no dude has ever come up with that idea. I have never heard a friend of mine say, hey, man, I came up with this great thing. Me and Rosemary are getting married in April. And I decided, man, wouldn't it be great if we don't have sex until our marriage night so it could be like we're both virgins again? I'm like, are you effing crazy?
I think it's going to end up, you know, even if they commit to the 21 days, it's going to end up being like that, that Seinfeld episode where they all made that bet. That Elaine was out in like a day.
I'm out.
Kramer was out in an hour.
Say you could do like the Catholics. We do something in April. I think it's April or June, where, and it's for married couples, obviously only, but we ask that everyone sleep and be intimate every day of the month. Even when you don't want to, and everyone comes back 30 days later. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that have their faces are flush, and everyone's in a really good mood, and everyone's healthy. Everyone, you know, so sometimes, you know, it's like if you're with your husband or your wife and they're just not in the mood and you're like, listen, last time you weren't in the mood, we did it. And what happened? It felt great. I mean, cause the endorphins come in, all that wonderful, you know, it's just a good thing. It's always, it always turns out to be something. Boy, I'm glad we did that. Maybe
it's good for the heart. It's good for the blood flow.
Man, it's fantastic. It's great. It's good stuff. All right. Pearl Jam so far, John Fogerty, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He's still alive, right?
Oh yeah. He's probably 50, I guess.
Yeah.
He's not that old.
He better be 50s. Because he better be because he's playing Jazz Fest. What song you he's got? From, what song you got from Kenny Wayne Shepherd?
Yeah, we're going to do Blue on Black.
Blue on Black from Kenny Wayne Shepherd. That's one of those songs that I play a lot here on TKR. And every single time we play, our phones ring and people are like, hey, who is that? Who plays that song? And he's got some really good stuff.
I have seen him live, and he's the most incredible guitarist. You know, he's playing clubs when he was like 16. I think he's from Shreveport, mm-hmm. North Louisiana. But
you're right.
He's unbelievable live.
He is fantastic. All right. I have not gone to the website since Christmas. I went there and got my daughter. We're going to probably come in maybe next week. My daughter did make a request. She said the only thing, she's, I love the Woodhouse Day Spa. You know, her mom takes her to one of the little Chinese places, and it's cheap and it's no good, and the nails fall off and everything else. And every time she goes to the Woodhouse Day Spa, she's like, you know, my dad takes care of me. This is classy. This is the best of the best. But she would love, she said, man, ask Stuart if there's any way they could add some extensions. She loves the, cause she's 12 and she loves to have extensions. She goes, nah, she goes, I know there's a place right next door. I think they do extensions.
Right.
So she knows about She knows about that place. I mean, that's, I should tell you how many times she's been there. She knows about the extension place, but she's like, man, tell Stuart that if they would start doing some extensions. And I said, what, you're going to start going every week? You can start hitting your old man up.
Yeah.
You're going to Venmo me every week to go to the Woodhouse Day Spa. I know. Right. So
if I know she's coming in, I'll see if one of the nail people can do that for a special.
All right. I'm going to ask, because she'll do it. We'll probably be in.
Probably have to run next. I know the people next door. I know the manager, nice guy. I'll try to run back over there and get the supplies, but we can probably do it, I'm sure.
All right. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, 905-7676, or just stop in there. It's right next to Saks Fifth Avenue, right there in the Summit, the first street. When you pull in there by the Village Tavern, it's just a great spot. It's fantastic. You can sit outside and enjoy the beautiful weather before you go in, maybe even after you go in. What's going on your website and what's going on with Valentine's Day? Because I told you, we're within 30 days of Valentine's Day, which is just plain silly. I cannot believe. I haven't even taken my Christmas lights down, and I may do the same thing I did last year and just leave them up because it's going to be like a month. It'll be Christmas time again. Talk about some of the specials you're going to have for Valentine's Day.
Well, it's, you know, Valentine's Day, typically is more about in spa type stuff as opposed to, you know, gift card sales like Christmas and Mother's Day and those kind of promos. Yeah. Although we do, you know, of course push that, but you know, we always like to have, of course we push the couples massages. We, we'll be giving away roses and things like that weekend. And of course, Valentine's candy and things like that. Special champagne drinks. So it's more about, more so about like the in spa experience, so to speak. As opposed to, you know, the big gift card pushes a holiday weekend. So it's going to be a great time. And, you know, a lot of times we just come up with stuff, you know, we add stuff the day before, like, oh no, let's add this. So when the guests come in, they're like, wow, this is nice. You know?
Nice.
So it's kind of it always comes together, kind of like we did, it was yesterday, you know, yesterday was believe it or not, National Bagel Day. Did you know that?
I did not know it was National Bagel Day. No, do tell.
And I saw that. Somebody had a flyer for it, I think, with my condo where I live in Birmingham had a flyer out for it. So we went out and got a whole bunch of bagels, and we got the salmon, and we got cream cheeses and blah, blah, blah. And we set up a nice big bagel bar for National Bagel.
Oh, that's good.
So sometimes that stuff comes together, you know, at the last minute. We don't really announce it, but it just shows up, you know.
That's great. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We're 25 minutes in. We haven't done an email question. We got a couple. We're going to get to Rebecca in Hueytown. Says, love listening to the show every single week. Love the music. Tell Stuart I said hi. She said that she's seen you on our television show on the starting lineup on ABC 3340. She said, she said Stuart looks great with a smiley face after it. She wants to know if you use Botox.
I do not.
How old are you again?
I just turned 60, actually.
So you look damn good for 60, dude. I mean, I'm not saying you're using anything, but you take care of yourself for 60 now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I try to stay in shape, but I don't do anything special with my skin. I should be, you know, I used to be kind of religious with moisturizer and, you know, some men's products, but I have to admit that I'm not. I'm just lucky, I guess. You know, it's not the kind of person that every day I have a big skincare routine because my skin's bad and I've got to get it, you know, to where it is. So, yeah, I'm just lucky that I just don't have that kind of sensitive skin, but some guys do. And that's, you know, we have products for that, obviously.
Well, see, we're real fortunate because, I mean, we get more distinguished looking, in quotes.
Yeah. You know, and like, I don't mind the wrinkles in the forehead, you know,
yeah.
Like that's what Botox does, is it gets rid of that. But I could care less of them. You know, you look at older movie stars, you know, even, you know, when Paul Newman was around and he was older, and Robert Redford, and they have the wrinkles, and it, you know, it just makes them look better.
I will say this. I'm getting a neck thing. I don't know what's going on with my neck thing. I just had that surgery. Maybe it's because I've got that big scar on my neck.
Yeah,
it's gone. Yeah, it's disgusting, man. It looks like I got a giant snail on my neck. But I have noticed that when I look down a little bit, because I'm not overweight. I mean, I'm right where I need to be. And so, but when I look down, my chins are starting to come out a lot more, and it's just because of that skin. And they're also saying that because of that, was it Simtruder? What is that? What is the weight loss, the Wegovy stuff? They're saying that's one of the reasons, one of the drawbacks of one of these weight loss drugs is people are losing all this weight and they've got all this skin. And it's like, you know, there's 45 to 50 pounds that you're losing. And where do you expect the skin to go? And so now all of a sudden their arms are a little baggy and, you know, they got some things going. So be careful what you wish for when you're losing all that weight.
That's right. I mean, that's, you know, there's always going to be some side effect to something. And I guess, you know, it's better to be in shape and lose the weight and have a little bit of a chin than not do it. So, yeah, it's a small price to pay, I guess.
There you have it.
But you can go get that chopped off, Tony. You can just go to the plastic surgeon and get that chopped off.
I may do that. I'm not too vain. But now that I'm doing some more television stuff, I don't want to have, I call it giant head syndrome. You know, when you get older, your head either gets smaller or bigger. And I know your nose and your ears continue to grow till you're dead. So, I mean, I got that working against me already. So, who knows? All right. Give me another song here. Robin Zander, of course, he played the national anthem prior to the Commanders game this past weekend. Did fantastic. You got a Cheap Trick song. And they are actually, they've been signed up for the Coca-Cola Amphitheater here in Birmingham for next summer already. So we're looking forward to them. But what do you got from the band?
I'm going to do If You Want My Love.
If You Want My Love. Great song there from Cheap Trick. We got one more song we'll get into here. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. You can hear the show 5 days a week, 5 o'clock on the TKR app. That's 5 o'clock Central Time every single day. I got a lot of people like to listen to it 3 or 4 times a week. We love that. Of course, wherever you get your favorite podcast, check it out. It's fantastic. They do wonderful work. Got one final one here from Rosa in Birmingham. She said that she just saw the Friends episode. I'm going to paraphrase because it's kind of long, but keep those emails coming. We love it. The longer, the better. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. She said she saw the commercial or the Friends episode where Monica was getting a massage from Phoebe. I remember this. And she was like, come on, let me give you a massage. And evidently, Monica started letting out some pretty hellacious sounds because it felt so good. She said, has anyone ever been too loud at the Woodhouse Baseball?
Not so much. Well, I mean, they could have been. I just don't know about it, you know, obviously in one of those rooms. But where I guess the most, I'm trying to think of some instances. I think we've had a couple of waxings that got a little bit too loud because it was just so painful. But, and I know for a fact that we had a training, and you know, usually when we do trainings, we'll have an employee be the guinea pig, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, sort of. And usually trainings are done, you know, while the spa is open, other services are going on. And I walked by the room and I remember I heard, and I did knock. I was like, we have guest rooms. We don't need them. So yeah, I can see it happening for sure with waxing, because I've had them and they're not comfortable. Some people are like, I don't feel it, you know?
No, you feel it. Yeah. Don't drink the night before. I'll tell you that much. As you'll bleed. All right, when in
do
Rome,
a shot with, right before
yeah,
you go in.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. When in Rome, it's Stuart Rome, 905-7676, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, or check them out right there at the summit. That's how you can find Stuart Rome's entire crew at the Woodhouse Day Spa. Give me your final song. We'll take it to the house. What you got there as we get ready for Jazz Fest 2025?
This is a Cajun boy. You're going to love this song. It's not real upbeat, Tony, but you really need to listen to it. I think it's a great tune. It's Anders Osborne. Name of the song is I'm Ready.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.